إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah and the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. As it is not hidden for most of us or all of us that we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and Laylatul Qadri falls in one of the nights of the last 10 days, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, من قام ليلة القبر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever observes prayer in the night of Al-Qadr, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, what has preceded of his sins, that is his minor sins, will be forgiven. It is for this reason the Salihun, the righteous people who endeavor and who make effort in order to maximize the reward of this night. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself كان يجتهد في الأشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. He would do a lot of ibadat in the last 10 days, ma la yishtahid fi ghayri, which he will not do in other than the last 10 days. As we mentioned in the last sermon that was delivered last week, the righteous people, they try as much as possible to increase their ibadat. Yes, the month of Ramadan is month of ibadat, is a month of rewards. But these last 10 days of Ramadan are very, very important because they have in them a night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Al-Qadr is better من ألف شهر than 1,000 months. The practice of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that they observe nawafil as much as they could. This will make me read what was related from Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who said, سمنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رمضان. We fasted the month of Ramadan together with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلم يكن بنا شيئا من الشهر. It did not lead us in prayer in the night of Ramadan حتى بقي سبع until on the 23rd. Until or the 23rd or 22nd. فَقَامَ بِنَا حَتَّى ذَأَبَ ثُلْثُ اللَّيْلِ. On that night, he led us in prayer until a third of the night passed. That is, let's say around 10 o'clock or to 11. 11 from after Salatul Isha or thereabout until a third of the night passed. The practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that you observe nawafil at night, called the Qiyamul Layl. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ma kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazidu fi Ramadan wala fi ghayrihi ala 11 raka'ah." Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not exceed 11 raka'ah in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. That was his practice. So in this year Ramadan, that is, in that year Ramadan that Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu was referring to, he said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not lead them in prayer. Not that he did not observe nafil at night, he will observe as usual, but he did not lead the companions in prayer in that Ramadan until it was on the 22nd or 23rd, that is 7 days to the end of Ramadan. And as you know, Ramadan could be 29, it could be 30. So if it was on the 22nd, that means that Ramadan of that year will be 29. And if it was on the 23rd, that means it will be 30. So Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come out to lead them until it was 7 days to go. So he said he led them in that salah until thuluthul layl, that is a third of the night passed. Meaning he did not lengthen the salah much. So only thuluthul layl, let's say about 2 hours or more or thereabouts. So Abu Dharr al-Ghifari continued. He said, فلما كانت السادسة, when it was 6 days to go, لم يقم بنا, it did not come out to lead us. فلما كانت الخامسة, when it was 5 days to go, قام بنا, it led us in prayer. Not that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited them, but he would be praying and they would join him. But on the 24th or 23rd, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come out. So when it was about 5 days to go, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out. He led them for the second time. Then after that, فَلَمَّا كَانْتِ الْخَامِسَ قَامَ بِنَا حَتَّى ذَعَبَ شَطُّ الْلَيْلِ, in that he led them up till half of the night, that is around 1 or the other approach. Around 1, he led them up till that moment, حَتَّى ذَعَبَ شَطُّ الْلَيْلِ. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, لَوْ نَفَّلْتَنَا قِيَامَ آذِئِ اللَّيْلَةِ, it would have been good if you can continue the prayer till all the night goes out. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna rajula idha sallama al-imam, if a man prays with the imam, hatta yansarifa, till the imam leaves the salah, till the imam finishes the salah, this will be counted as if he has prayed the whole night." قَالَ فَلَمَّا كَانَتِ الرَّابِعَةِ, when it was 4 days to go, لَمْ يَكُمْ, Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not come out. فَلَمَّا كَانَتِ الثَّالِثَةِ, when it was 3 days to go, جَمَعَ أَهْلَهُ وَنِسَأَهُ, he gathered his wife, children, والناس, and the people, فقام بنا حتى خشينا أن يفوتنا الفلاح, he led us in prayer so long that we were afraid that we might meet Nisbi Sahur. كتب ما الفلا قال سحور ثم لم يكن بنا بقية الشهر. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari said, apart from that, it did not lead us 2 days to go. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them 3 times. One of them, the salah was up till a third of the night. The second one, 11, it was half of the night. The third one, it was almost the whole night. To the extent that the reporter said that they almost missed the Sa'ub, that they were afraid that they could not meet the Sa'ub. So the evidence here is that these actions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened in the last 10 days. And that is why it is encouraged that we try to maximize the reward of the last 10 days. We try to maximize the reward of the last 10 days to the best of our ability. In one of the ahadith, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people were expecting him to come in those days, that he did not show up, he said to them, لَمْ يَمْنَعْنِي أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِلَّا أَنِّي خَشِيتُ أَنْ تُفْرَضَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Nothing has prevented me from coming out except that I'm afraid that this will be made compulsory on you. Then he said to them, as contained in the other hadith, and that is the hadith of Zayd bin Thabit رضي الله عنه, he said, صلوا في بيوتكم أيها الناس فإن أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. All you people, pray in your houses. The best salah that you observe is the one that you observe in your houses, except the compulsory one. This is why some scholars, like Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Al-Imam Malik, they are of the opinion that it is better to observe these Taraweeh or the Qiyam al-Layl during the month of Ramadan in our houses. That this is more rewarding. Based on the statement that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Zayd bin Thabit, صلوا في بيوتكم أيها الناس فإن أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. But as we mentioned the other time, that majority of the scholars, Al-Imam Ahmad and others, they are of the opinion that it is better to observe it in the masjid, together with the generality of the Muslims. Based on this hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man salla ma'al imam hatta yansarif husiba aw kutiba la'u qiyam layla. Whoever prays with the imam until the imam finishes, even if it is not up to half of the night, even if it is for an hour or less than an hour, it will be written for him as if he has observed the whole night in prayer. This is why it is encouraged that we don't miss the salah of Taraweeh and the masjid. However, this is not something to be rigid on. For those who prefer to pray at home, they are acting based on text. Those who are praying behind the imam in the masjid, they are also acting on text. So this is very, very important to know, so that you will not be seeing yourself as if you are better because you are doing it at home, or you are doing it in the mosque with the imam, you are better. The issue is not like that. The issue is you try as much as possible to increase your ibadah in the last 10 nights, in the last 10 days. This is what is important. Umar radiallahu anhu, who was the Khalifa then, would not join them in the Taraweeh. He preferred to pray alone. His son, Abdullah bin Umar, also preferred to pray alone at home. So a lot of companions, they preferred to pray on their own. But he provided the opportunity for the people to pray in the masjid. That is Umar radiallahu anhu. He provided the opportunity for people to pray in the masjid. And he made it in such a way that he instructed them those who are very fast in their recitation, he said they should be reading 30 verses for every rak'ah. And those who are slower in their, or who are slow a bit in their recitation, should be reciting 25 verses. And those who are very slow should be reciting 20 verses in every rak'ah. So this they will do. Yes, it is not binding to act like this. But Umar رضي الله عنه doing his khilafah, he put it this way, in order not to make the people too tired, at the same time, those who have the strength to continue the salah, they will not see it as if the salah is too fast. So this is what Umar رضي الله عنه did. Likewise, in the report of Al-A'raj, which was reported by Imam Malik رحمه الله تعالى, he said, Surah Al-Baqarah as lengthy as the surah is. We know in the Haram today, they will use Surah Al-Baqarah to lead two Taraweeh. And the next one, the third one, part of the third one. This during time of Umar رضي الله عنه, the people will recite, some people will recite in 12 rak'ah. Some people will recite in 8 rak'ah during time of Umar. The whole of Surah Al-Baqarah. It shows how the people were eager to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we should be doing, or we should endeavor to do. Either you are praying together with them in the masjid, or you are praying alone in your houses. Try to increase your ibadat. The recitation of the Quran and many other things that we do. All these are things that are important that we do in these last 10 days of Ramadan. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to do a lot of ibadat in these last 10 days, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Such is said, the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this. Another thing that I would like to mention is what people always have a kind of confusion about. That is, can we pray more than 11 rak'ah or not? This always generates controversies among the people. But shouldn't be. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Salatul Layl Masna Masna Wa Idha Khashi Ahadukum As-Subha Falyusalli Wahida To Tiru La'u Ma Qad Salla. The prayer of the night is two rak'ah. You observe two rak'ah, you make taslim. You observe two rak'ah, you make taslim. فَإِذَا خَشِيَ أَحْدُكُمُ الصُّبْحَ When one of you is afraid that as is going, Salatu Subh is approaching. فَلْ يُصَلِّ وَاحِدًا He should pray one. Two تِرُلَّهُ مَا قَدْ صَلَّ The one that he prays will be the witness of all that he has been praying. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not restrict it to 11. Though going by his own reading, his own recitation, his own ruku, his sujood, most of the time he would not exceed 11 rak'ah. Most of the time he would not exceed 11 rak'ah. And that was why our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, said in our 20th hadith, which was reported by Imam Muslim and others. Aisha radiallahu anha said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي فيما بين أن يفرغ من صلاة الإشاء. Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would pray after صلاة الإشاء وهي التي يدعو الناس العتمة إلى الفجر till فجر. That is between صلاة الإشاء and صلاة الفجر. He would pray 11 ركعه. 11 ركعه. يسلم بين كل ركعتين. He will make تسليم after two ركعه. ويوتر بواحده. And he will make his witr, that is the odd, make it one. فإذا سكت المؤذن من صلاة الفجر وتبين له الفجر وجاء المؤذن قام فركع ركعتين خفيفتين ثم اتجه على شقه الأيمن حتى يأتيه المؤذن الإقامة. After that, Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would take a rest. Then the Muazzin, who is calling Adhan for Subh, will call Adhan. And after the Adhan, Messenger of Allah will observe two rakah, that is the rakah al-Fajri. Then after that, he would rest on his right side until the Muazzin comes to call in that the Iqama has been made. So the evidence here is that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pray 11 rakah, and he will make taslim after each 2 rakah. Now there is a hadith that Aisha radiallahu anha, the same Aisha, we quoted the hadith last week, that Aisha radiallahu anha said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pray 11 rakah and will not exceed 11 rakah in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. He said, يُصَلِّ أَرْبَعًا فَلَا تَسَلْ أَوْ فَلَا تَسْأَلْ أَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَطُولِهِمْ. You pray four rakah. Four rakahs that are very beautiful, very lengthy. Then ثُمَّ يُصَلِّ أَرْبَعًا. You pray four rakah. Very beautiful one, very lengthy one. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّ ثَلَاثًا. Then you pray three rakah. Some of the scholars have understood that you can pray four rakah at a go. No sitting. On the fourth rakah, you sit. And you do the shahud, you make the sleep. Some said no. Four rakah, but you sit in between two rakah. That is after two rakah, rather you sit. But you make the shahud, but you make the sleep. Then you pray another two rakah, you do the shahud and you make the sleep. That is four rakah with two tashahud, one taslim. Or four rakah with one tashahud and one taslim. But majority of the scholars say this interpretation is incorrect. Because the same Aisha radiallahu anha that reported this 11 rakah of Ifil explains the way he would do it. Two rakah, as we have mentioned in the hadith quoted earlier, he would do two rakah, he would make taslim. Two rakah, he would make taslim. Two rakah, he would make taslim. So the fact that it was said that he would do four rakah, three rakah, doesn't mean he will not make taslim after two rakah. What it means is that he will take a rest after the four rakah. He will take a rest after the next four rakah. So this is the way majority of the scholars have explained this. However, this is not something that one will be rigid on. This is not something that one will be rigid on. Though it is better to do two rakah in order to also protect the salah of those who are praying behind us. Because if you have an imam decide to do four rakah at a go, something may happen to the salah of the person behind you. It may fart. And if it fart, what it means is that the four rakah that he has been praying with you, he has lost it. But if he has done tashahud and taslim after two rakah, this would have remained for him. And that's why it is better. If you are leading the people, you have to consider them very well. But if you are praying alone, you can do the way you like. And that's why one of the ways the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do is Qiyamul Layl is at times, not in Ramadan as we said, his own is not restricted to Ramadan. Only that in the last 10 nights of Ramadan he will increase it, but it's not restricted to Ramadan. So if you are praying, you are leading the people, people are praying behind you, you consider your salat. This is very, very important. But if you are praying alone, you can maintain it the way you like. If you like, you may recite as many lengthy surah while you are reading. Because you are your own imam. You are the one leading yourself. You are the one leading yourself. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times, you pray 8 rakah without any sitting, no tashahud. 8 rakah at a go. Then on the 8th rakah, you would do tashahud. And you will not make the sleep. You will rise again for the 9th rakah. Then you watch 6. That will be his ritual. That will be his ritual. 9 rakah. The 9th one will be the ritual. Then you will make the sleep. Then you pray two rakah seated again. So there are many ways Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed is Qiyamul Layl. At times 5 at a go, at times 7 at a go, he would do that. Without sitting, no taslim until the last rakah. But if he was going to pray 9 rakah, he would sit on the 8th one. That would be the first tashahud he would do. Then he would make taslim. Then he watch, he observe the 9th one, then he would make taslim. So this you cannot apply when you are leading the people, because you may make their salah invalid. Some of them, they fart along the line, they will have to renew their salah, their ablution. That means they will have to start afresh. So it is good when you are leading the people to observe that two methods. So even if somebody loses ablution, you will know that what he has missed is just 2 rakah. He can build, he can watch, renew his ablution and bring that back. So this is a message for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat. Praying more than 11 rakah, we say there is no harm in that. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in person of Talib bin Ali radiallahu anhu, also establishes that this is permissible. He mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La utrani fi laylatin, 2 witru in a night should not be observed. 2 witru in a night should not be observed. It's only 1 witru he observed every night. So his son, by name Qais bin Talq bin Ali, as contained in Sunnah Abi Dawud, said, Sarana Talq bin Ali, Talq bin Ali visited us, that is his father, visited us, Fiyani min Ramadan, in one of the days of Ramadan. Fa'amsa indana, he was with us till the evening time, that is at the time of iftar. Indana wa aftara, and he broke his fast with us. Thumma qama bina layla, then he observed nafila with us on that night. Wa awtara bina, and he prayed witri after that. That is, he led us in that night prayer, and he also prayed with you with us. He also prayed with you with us. What happened next? He said, ثُمَّنْ خَدَرَ إِلَىٰ مَسْجِدِهِ. After that, he left for his own mosque. That is Talib bin Ali, the father of Qais bin Ali. After he had led Qais bin Ali and his family, after he had led them in Salatul Layl, he left, he prayed with you. Then he left his own masjid, and he carried their place, and he went to his own masjid. فَسَلَّ بِأَصْحَابِ. Then he led his people in prayer again. حَتَّى إِذَا بَكِيَ الْوَتْرُ. When it was time for him to pray, وَتْرُ, that is another وَتْرُ. قَدَّمَ رَجُلًا. He said, a man should lead. فَقَالَ. He said, أَوْتِرْ بِأَصْحَابِكِ. Lead your people in وَتْر. فَإِنِّي سَمِيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ لَا وِتْرَانِي فِي لَيْلَةٍ. That you should not, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, no two witru at a night. Meaning, I have observed my own witru, I should not repeat it again. Then this has explanation, as contained in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. As contained in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. But because of time, we will not be able to think this or read it out. And the explanation is that there is no harm. You can do what is called naqd al-witri. That is the witri you have to have observed with the imam before. Let's assume that the imam observes 11 rakah. And when you get home, you want to pray more rakah. You can break the witri by introducing 1 rakah. That 1 rakah will be the shuffle of the witri you have observed with the imam before. This is established from some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as said by Imam al-Tirmidhi. So, and if you like, you may just leave it the way you have prayed it. You have prayed your witru as we have it here. So whatever you want to pray, you can continue. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. If it is 100 rakah, you can pray before the day breaks. No harm. You can design it in such a way that will fit you. So this is a period of ibadat. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness many more Ramadan. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدعو قسم الله سبحانه وتعالى وصلاة فنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قذبي انت يا برا وصني أبقني خطبة قناني كتي أبو هاري ويبي أجمع واتبين يشو رمضان موانا لانواي موانا ني أوائي bẹ́ẹ̀ni oru kan pàtàkì nínú ọjọ́ mẹ́rin wá ìtì àmọ̀ sí oru lẹ́ láti kọ́bìrì tó ṣe pé ìjọsìn tí a bá ṣe nínú ẹ olórí ju ìjọsìn tí èèyàn ṣe nínú ẹgbẹ̀rún oṣù yìí lọ òun ló fà tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ẹni ṣíwájú wa ọmọ níkà kún fún bó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé gbogbo ẹni tó jẹ́ mùsùlùmí tẹ́lọ̀ wọn bá ní kí oru yìí kó bá a láyé kó bá a láyọ̀ kó bá a lálàáfíà ara ìjọsìn tó bá ṣe ń bẹ bó tilẹ̀ wù kó kéré mọ òun náà ti ṣe kò ń gẹ ọjọ́ oru yẹn nìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n ìta ń bára wa sọ òun náà ni bó la ṣe fẹ́ ṣe àlékún iṣẹ́ ìjọsìn ní oru yìí tọ́lọ́run bá wa ní kó bá wa láyé àmọ́ oru yẹn pàtó ṣé oru tó lọ yìí òun ni that is oru 21st àbúyọ̀ oru 22nd àbí 23rd àbí ti 30th àbí 29 27 a lè sọ yí tó jẹ́ ń bẹ̀ tó ló ń jẹ́ pé a mọ̀ ṣàlékún iṣẹ́ ìjọsìn ju bá a ṣe ń ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ lọ tó eléyìí ló fà á tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ẹni ṣíwájú wa wọ́n máa ń níkàkún fún òru mẹ́wàá yìí tó lára rẹ̀ òun náà ni pé wọ́n a máa yanná fílà tí ó gùn jù bá ṣe ń ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ lọ ànábì wa muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a máa ṣe gbìyànjú tí ò ń ṣe irú ẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ tó bá di òru mẹ́wàá tí ó parí oṣù yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bá a ṣe sọ fún wa ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tó kọjá bẹ́ẹ̀ làwọn ẹni ìṣíwájú náà ṣùgbọ́n náà wo láàfin ṣe a sọ fún wa pé irun òru tàbí tàràwí a lè ṣe kíni a lè máa fi ṣe eléyìí àwọn ẹni ìṣíwájú wa wọn a máa kí tàràwí wọn débi wípé ànábì gangan fún rẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́wọ́ sọ́lám a máa kírun òru ní gbogbo ìgbà kò kọ́mọ́nù kánábì máa kírun lóru tó bá rẹ̀ kírun lóru ní àtàbà máa kíra kàmọ́kànlá nínú ramadan ní àtìgbà tí ó kì í ṣe ramadan sọ̀rọ̀ ní ṣíwájú wa náà wọ́n gbìyànjú àti máa tọ́ṣe ànábì sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́wọ́ sọ́lám bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ lè máa lọkun bí ànábì wa muhammad sọ̀rọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ìpàfẹ́ rẹ̀ ní tánàbì fílẹ̀ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ náà ń gbìyànjú láti máa tọ́ ànábì akíra kàmọ́kànlá sọlọ́lá àṣà lórí rákẹ̀yẹ ọ̀kan ó lè lo nǹkan bí ábí 20 minutes or 30 minutes lórí rákẹ̀yẹ ọ̀kan ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ á lè máa lè ṣe yìí hun ṣùgbọ́n orí ọlọ́run ọba pọ̀ ìtawà náà bá lè ṣe kàṣe tó lè bàtà ní sọlọ́lá àṣà ní ìhun ooru ẹ̀kí méjì méjì tẹ bá rí pé àṣùbá àti ń súnmọ́ ẹ̀fẹ́ ọ̀kan kun kẹ fi parí rẹ̀ kẹ fi dé ládé yóò máa jẹ́ wítìrì gbogbo oorun tẹ ti ń ti tẹ́lẹ̀ sọ lè ní òórùn ọlọ́run bóyá rákà kan kóńkì níṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá rákà kan ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá ó rẹ lòmí lọ́rùn bẹ́ẹ̀ nípa kan ní kí gbogbo kéwú tí ó kà kan sọ pé kó kí ní rákà tó kéré láwọn rákà tó kéré ó pìfẹ́ kóńkì ní rákà púpọ̀ nípa kóńkì rákà kékeré lọ ṣé ní tó bá rẹ̀ ń kálukú rọrùn ló lè ṣe kò sí ilé kókó níbi eléyìí so bá a ṣe ń kí tàràwí ìwọ́dọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ ká kọ̀ǹtínú tá a bá lè lè kún ká lè kún bàbá dẹ̀ sílẹ̀ bó ṣe wà náà tó ṣe pé a tún wò pé a padà sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tó bá tún di òru láti lè tún wá kí sí eléyìí náà ò fi dà sí náà ni tọ́lá bẹ̀ rẹ̀ pókè èmi ó kí tẹ̀ nílé gbogbo eléyìí náà láti ṣàlàyé fún wọn pé kò sí tó burú ń bẹ̀ àwọn àfáàgbààgbà ní ìgbà wípé ká kí irun yìí lé òun ló fi dà jù wọ́n dẹ̀ mọ́ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ tí ànábì sọ̀rọ̀ àfẹ́lá ń sọ nípa kan ní àwọn òru mẹ́ta tó wá kí wọ́n ẹ̀spẹ́ẹ̀tì tó jáde wá kí fún wọn láàrin òru kan ṣùgbọ́n kò wá kò túmọ̀ sí pé kò kí ó kí ṣùgbọ́n kò jáde wá kí fún wọn ìgbà tó bá ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n pàdé mọ́ṣáláṣí ó ní tẹ́ ẹ fẹ́ kí n ṣe mo mọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n kò sí tí òde ń jáde ẹ̀rù ń bà mí kaya ma lọ sọkalẹ pé jìdí ọ̀ràn yẹn pé ká máa kí bá ṣe ń kì í torí náà yẹn ẹ mọ kí òun lé yín èrún tẹ kí ń lé yín ló gbére jù àbí tó bá jẹ́ ọ̀ràn yẹn sílé làwọn afárá mi fi sọ wípé ká kí ń lé yẹn òun ni tó dá jù amúnẹ́ṣọ́nà àwọn afá bí ìmáàmù ṣááfì yìí bí ìmáàmù máàlìkì àwọn míì rẹ̀ gbà pé ká kí inú mọ́ṣáláṣí ló dá jù báwọn mùsùlùmí ṣe ń kí yẹn ló ń jẹ́ pé àwọn afá sọ wípé ẹ̀yin tẹ́ mọ́ sọ pé ẹ fẹ́ dìlé rẹ̀ di bí ìparí òru that is very third part of the night kẹ́ tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ ẹ mọ́ ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ẹ ṣàánú àwọn tí wọ́n lókun bíi ti yín ẹ kí ibẹ̀ ẹ ṣe ń kí ibọ̀ wá then ẹ̀yin rẹ̀ kí ti yín sí dáná rẹ̀ kí sí àwọn tó ṣe pé ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ orí yẹn làwọn ó fẹ́ kí ẹ jọ kí ipọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n yẹn ò ní kẹ́ ẹ mọ́ kí sí i tó bá di òru ẹ tún lè kóra oúnjẹ padà àbí kí n kálukú tún kì tiẹ̀ ní ilé so eléyìí ń sọ fún wa pé ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn yìí ni nǹkan tó rọrùn púpọ̀ ni amúwá lápèjú ìkánú àwọn sáré tí orúkọ rẹ̀ ń jẹ́ paul bin ali ó lọ bẹ ọmọ rẹ̀ tó ń pè ní kéis ó lọ bẹ owó ìgbà bẹ̀rẹ̀ ṣinu lọ́dọ̀ wọn nínú ramadan náà ni ó ṣinu tá wọn kírun ìṣáì ó wá kí tarawee fún wọn ó rẹ̀ tìrìtìrì ṣùgbọ́n yẹn ní ó ti tó ìgbà tó padà sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tiẹ̀ gángan ó tún lọ lídìí àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀ nínú ìgbé ṣùgbọ́n bá tẹkùn kọ́ kírìtìrì fún wọn ó ní ẹ̀yìn èèyàn mi ó ti èèyàn kan síwájú ìwọ kírìtìrì fún wọn ànábì ní ká má kírìtìrì méjì ní òru kan náà so ṣùgbọ́n kò sí nǹkan tó burú tí màmú bá kírìtìrì pẹ̀lú wọn ìwọ tó tún fẹ́ kí sí i náà ó lè máa kí méjì lọ bí paul bin ali bí ó ṣe ṣe tó wá rẹ̀ wù ẹ́ pé kí èyí tó ti kí tẹ́lẹ̀ kírìtìrì tó ti kí tẹ́lẹ̀ ó fẹ́ sọ ọ́ di ibùn padà kò mẹ́yọ̀ kan wá kò fi sọ ọ́ di ibùn kò sí tó burú bẹ́ẹ̀ bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé ká sí ilẹ̀ bó ṣe wà ẹ́ ló dáa ká máa kí méjì lọ ànábì sọlọ́lá sọlọ́m òun náà ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń lẹ́nu sahih muslim bákan náà orin lẹ́nu ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ nínú sahih bin khuzaimah àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ so ká gbìyànjú láti kó eré oṣù yìí bá a bá ṣe lágbára mọ̀ kí n kálukú wá ṣe ohun tó ń bẹ ní ìkápá wa láti ṣe ìwọ tó fẹ́ kí lẹ́yìn ìmáàmù kí ìwọ tó fẹ́ kí lé kí ìwọ tó fẹ́ jí lóru wá kí lẹ́yìn ìmáàmù ní èdè kí ìwọ tó ṣe pé ó fẹ́ kí lé lóru náà ni kí àsìkò eré lélẹ́yìn ká má jẹ́ kó fò wá dáru ọ̀sán rẹ̀ náà kíkà alukur'an àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ìmọ̀ṣẹ́ azkar eléyìí nǹkan tí a tún gbọ́dọ̀ bá jùmọ̀ dáadáa ni pàtàkì jùlọ àwa tá a bá là ń ṣe itikaf tá a wà nù mọ́ṣáláṣí ayé àti ṣe àlékún iṣẹ́ olóró òun ni eléyìí fún wa ká má sọ ọ́ di ibi tá a ti máa sọ̀rọ̀ pọ́lítíìsì àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ọ̀rọ̀ fútbọ́ọ̀lù nǹkan mọ́ra wọn fún àwọn aládìsáìlì pé a fi lè wálẹ̀ ìlú mọ́ṣáláṣí la fẹ́ máa gbé ní àsìkò yìí so ìjọsìn tó yẹ ká ṣe ń bẹ̀ ká gbìyànjú àti ṣe kọlọ́mọba subhanahu wa ta'ala kí ó gba àwọn ìjọsìn wa wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.